Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3 says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Let there be no question in your mind that God loves you. And God desires the very best for your life. He delivers us from trouble and he places blessing upon all those who love and serve him. Psalm 3 and 8 says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Now, last time we discussed emotional health. But a subject that affects your emotional health is your financial condition. If you have bills to pay and you can't pay them, then it will have a dramatic effect upon your emotions. Somebody say amen. God has a plan for your financial health and success today. There are biblical principles that he has established for financial success and prosperity. Now, I am sure that each of us want to experience the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. I raise my hand to that, and if I could both feet, I'll just lift up one foot to say amen. I want all God has for me. The Bible says the righteous are blessed. I want all the blessings that God has for my life. Not a little bit, I want it all. The first principle to acknowledge today so that you become successful financially is that all of your possessions and your financial resources have been given by God. Job 1 and 21 says, naked I came into this world. When you were born, you had no money in your pockets. You didn't even have pockets. You did not bring a wealthy bank account with you. You did not have a job. All your prospects looked pretty slim the day you were born, except for the fact that it was God's purpose to bring you into this world. The Bible clearly tells us that God is the one who gives us wealth. In Ecclesiastes chapter 6 and 2, it states, God gives a man wealth, possessions, and honor so that he lacks nothing. I'm going to ask you to take these scriptures down today. Read them over. Continue to pray over these scriptures because I believe God is about to revolutionize our finances. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and 18 says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Now, in case you're not aware of this, it was not just your hard work, your good looks, and your winsome personality that brought you where you are today financially. God blessed you with health and strength. He gave you a good mind. He's given you favor. He's given you promotions. He's given you your possessions. When we begin to rehearse what God has done for us and where we've come from, many of us will be like King David when he went and sat before the Lord and had a little chat about God's goodness to him. Listen to what he said in 1 Chronicles 17 and 16. It says, then King David went and sat before the Lord. Have you ever done that? It starts off on your knees, but then you're there so long that your knees hurt. So you sit down before the Lord. David said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far?" Many of us came from poorer conditions in life than where we are today. We had little, and we had little to even look forward to. But look how far God has brought us. It is truly amazing, the love of God for us. But there is a human tendency to forget where we came from and how we arrived here. In fact, some people are so anxious to get away from the old neighborhood, they never go back. Some don't even want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about where God brought them from, where God delivered them from. God told his people Israel, "Don't you ever forget that I'm the one who gave you your possessions. I'm the one who gave you your wealth." In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, "When the Lord brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, a land with large, flourishing cities that you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things that you did not provide, wells you did not dig, vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget it was the Lord your God who brought it to you." Now, let me begin by saying to you folks, I do not know what financial condition you are in today, but I can tell you that God will never abandon you, that if you are in a wilderness today, it is simply a test to see what you will do and what God is counting on you to do is to trust him and to obey his word. Believe what he said, because that's the quickest way out of the wilderness. If we do not believe God in the wilderness, then we'll stay there longer than we'd like, because it's simply a test. How many of you know that when you went to school, if you wanted to go to the next grade level, you had to pass a test? Well, it's no different with God. In your life, if you want to get to the next spiritual level, if you want to go to the next level where God has greater things for you, you are going to be tested. Israel certainly was, and you will be today. Now, principle number two, we need to acknowledge God's desire for us to be prosperous. Some people believe it's God's will for them to live just above the poverty line. That is not the word of God. And unless you've taken a vow of poverty, that's not where God wants you to be. We must begin to align our thinking with what the word of God says. It does not matter what your circumstances are, God wants you to be prosperous. Now, what do I mean by prosperous? Having more than enough. Having more than enough. Now, some people say, well, God wants to make sure you have enough. Well, you can stay at that level if you want. But again, I want the full blessing of God. You know, I serve a very big God who created the entire universe. And so my faith and my trust in him is that as his child, he wants to give me his best. Amen. Now, how many of you have children? How many of you have wanted to keep your children or bless your children just above the poverty line? Anybody here? Because I want to talk to you. You have a serious issue. No, most of us want to bless our children. We love our children. In fact, we give our children too much, if we were to be honest. Well, many of us say, well, when I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of toys. So we load them up with toys. So many toys that at Christmas, you know, sometimes Christmas is the last time they touch that toy. Because they have so many other toys. They have so many other things. Do you know what God says about our love for our children? God calls our love for our children evil compared to his love. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, if you being evil, love your children. Our love compared to God's love is evil love. God's love is far beyond anything you can imagine. God's love is so great that he sent his own son to die in your place. That's love. How many of you would give your children to die in someone's place? No, the love of God far outweighs our love. And so God has great things for you and desires to bless you beyond your comprehension.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God can prosper you under any circumstances. In Genesis chapter 39 and 1, it says, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him. But now listen to verse 2. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Even in slavery, he was prosperous. Why? Because the Lord was with him. And God is with every single one of us today. And he wants to keep you and make you prosperous. Let me give you another promise from the Bible. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, one translation of the word prosper means to succeed in business. It means to succeed on the journey of life. It also means to provide help along the road. And God's word has been given to us to provide us wisdom and advice for our financial success in life. God's plans for your life are to bless you. He wants to prosper you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you." David said, "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never heard of his children begging for bread." The third principle is to make God your first priority. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 30, listen to what the Lord says. "Those who honor me, I will honor." You see, we are commanded by God to love him with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind, and to put him first. It's time for the church to begin to put God first again. Instead of watching their favorite programs on the television, seeing their favorite movies, popping popcorn when church is going on. You say, well, it's excessive to be at church every time the church doors open, but God loves it. Why? Because you're not coming to see people, you're coming to see Him. It's a symbol of your devotion to God. We have fallen so far from that time when the saints of God were always in church. Now we have millions of Christians who call themselves Christians who don't even come to church. They don't come to the house of God. Their house of God is sitting in front of some television watching a televangelist. That's not in the Bible. If you think that's your church, then you're not going to be a very blessed person. That is your comfort level, and God does not operate in our comfort level. Those of you who are Christians, let the church say amen. God does not do things at your comfort level. Jesus said, if you are not willing to take up your cross and follow me, you're not a Christian. Take the title right off of your name. Because to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. Jesus said, if you want to be my follower, take up your cross, put it on your shoulder, and come on, let's go. No, you don't sit down in front of the television all day. You don't pick up the word. You don't pray. You don't say, oh, it's time for me to go to church and turn on the boob tube. You don't do that. You're deceiving yourself that God is pleased with that. He is not. We have a whole nother group of people in the Christian church who say, well, I'm just starting home studies at my house. Folks, it is moving rapidly. People are leaving the church and going home to have their nice little Bible study and saying that's the house of God. The Bible says, do not stop the assembling of yourselves together in the house of God, where God is. It's called the house of God. You say, well, my house is the house of God. Really? It's important for us to realize that God's expectations for our lives far exceed our own. He wants us to love Him with all of our heart and serve Him, and it will cost you something to be a Christian. God wants you to love Him. And for every person who truly loves God, listen to what Psalm 91 and 14 says. The Lord says, because He set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. When you put God first, when you love Him, God will love you back. He will promote you. He'll set you on high. He'll answer your prayers. He'll deliver you. He will honor you. Because God is a God who wants to bless you. But you've got to make Him your first priority. In Matthew 6 and 33, it says, seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you. If we will trust God by serving Him, God will give us everything we need to be successful in life. That's what the Bible promises. Now, the fourth principle for success is to give God back a portion of your financial resources. We do this through tithes and offerings. And there are three aspects of giving that we must understand. Number one, they are that there is a love aspect in giving. Number two, that faith is always involved in giving. And number three, that obedience is a part of giving. Now, let's begin with the love aspect because it's actually the most important to God. And 1 John chapter 4 and 16, God says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. In other words, if you do not possess the love of God, you're not a Christian. That's what the Bible says. Remember this. God always deals with relationship. God is in no way religious. Man is the one who created all these denominations. God never did it. God is concerned about his relationship with you. It's one of the reasons why this is a non-denominational church. I don't want people to get hung up on what some denomination believes. We believe the whole truth of what the Word of God says. If it's in the Bible, we believe it, and we don't change it to fit our denomination, to fit our religious form, to fit our tradition. No, God does not need help changing his word. What he said, he means. Now, if you are going to become a part of God's world, you must deal with love issues of the heart. Because God has a serious expectation that you will love him more than anyone or anything else. We enter into human relationships with people, and before we decide to marry them, we want that from them. No lady wants to marry a man who's still fooling around with Lucy. Honey, here's a ring. I want to marry you. In fact, Lucy, come here. Put it on her finger for me. You'll say you're absolutely out of your mind, man. Get lost. No guy wants to ask a woman to be his wife who has another man living with her. It's ridiculous, isn't it? God does not want to enter into a relationship with you unless you give him your entire heart. God created us. We were made in the image of God. We were created to be emotional beings. Why? Because our Father is emotional. Now, let me prove it to you because, see, folks, you've got to understand that everything you do with God is based on your relationship with him. God is not about religious form. When God says come to church, it's because he's there and he wants to meet you there. It's not about your attendance. It's not about marking names. It's about, that's my house, I expect you to be there when I'm there. Why? Because we're in a relationship.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is God's Plan for Financial Success, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.